is they had these cattle in the country and they had free range. And, you know, that's another thing, talking about that free range. We'll get into that in just a minute. But anyhow, they had free range and had all these cattle back in there on that grass. Well, they would, didn't have any place they could sell them, or they could sell one sometime, but very seldom. And I remember I went into Marvel, and there'd never been a cattle buyer in that. That was a coal mine camp. And when I drove in there, well, with that cattle truck, in fact, we were the first that ever hauled cattle, that is, transported cattle on trucks. We generally, before that, we used to drove them, in other words, ride through the country, and I got ahead of it a little bit there. But anyhow, the way we'd do that, we would get on our horses and we would ride to a certain point. And as we go along, we'd tell these people that we'd be back through there on a certain day and they have a cattle up that they wanted to sell. Then we'd drive to the end of the drive where we were going to start. And then we'd start back. Well, buy cattle at the first one, and then I'd ride on in front on my horse and contact the next farmer and buy his cattle and have them ready to turn in the herd, and the boys would bring them on behind. And so on until we got back into town. In other words, we'd go out and then we'd come back and cover our territory and we'd buy those cattle and bring them on in. And then we'd have to drove them in the market. But anyhow, later on, we got to hauling in trucks. And I believe that when we started hauling in trucks, it was 1926 was the first cattle that was hauling in trucks. And this time that I'm talking about driving into Marvel, was 1928 that I drove into Marvel there, and that country was full of cattle, and they had no place to sell them. And I wasn't long buying a truckload, and then before I could get out of there, I bought two more truckloads and had them to have them up, and then I started in hauling cattle out of Marvel. I hauled cattle out of Marvel night and day then for, I know it was the month of October of 1928 that I hauled cattle night and day, just didn't stop, just kept hauling, and was carrying them in and putting them on the market because I was getting so many of them I wasn't any way to handle them. Through my part, and I had to neglect that then and handle this situation.
I can vaguely remember you and Granddaddy, but, and you had the big wooden canes that
yeah.
Canes
that in other words, those sticks were walking sticks, those hickory walking sticks, and they're big enough to knock a cow down with.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I was pretty good with a rope and was raised, you might say, with one. I could rope them any way they was going. Didn't make any difference whether they were running or which way. But anyhow, we were what you might call back in those days and what they have in these fiction books now that you read, we were cowboys. And we get up in the mornings, well, we would start to dress. Well, when we put on our pants and buckle our belt buckle, well, we reached and got our gun and put it in the scabbard. And we'd went with it. We never had a gun out of hand's length at any time. As I said back there, that things wasn't exactly as tame as they are today. And people were a little bit easier to fly off the handle, and when he flew off the handle, he didn't know anything to do but just to shoot or either hit, and so you had to be ready. And the man that got by in those days was a man just a little bit faster than the other. Those slow ones all went out to the, in the slow drive out to the cemetery. But if you was good enough, you stayed here. And we, of course, in buying those cattle, as I say,